The American Dream.
I'd like to be in America. Okay, but me in America. Everything free in America.
For a small fee in America.
Okay.
You are asking me to talk about New York's population. This is a rather tricky question, but I'll do my best. New York has always been known for its diversity because of the successive waves of immigration that came to the New World. Do you know that it has often been described as the largest Irish city in the world?
Really?
Yeah. And at the same time, it's the largest Jewish community. There are more Jews here than in Israel. Can you believe it? The Italian community is pretty large, too. As you know, my name is Paolo Badia, and I live in Little Italy on Mulberry Street.
Little Italy?
Yes. It's in the Lower East Side of Manhattan, very close to Chinatown.
What about Chinatown? Do all the Chinese live there?
Well, the majority live in Chinatown, but there are also many Chinese in Queens. You see, they came after the Civil War to work on railway lines and in mines.
Now, tell me, Paola, what about the Eastern Europeans? Say, for instance, Ukrainians, Poles, Lithuanians, Russians.
Many of them came here after World War II. Now, some tend to settle in Brooklyn.
I'm surprised you haven't mentioned the blacks yet.
You mean African Americans?
Ah.
They have definitely contributed to the character of the city.
What do you mean?
The black community has produced famous writers, and of course jazz musicians.
Absolutely. And yet, many African Americans who live in Harlem and in the Bronx are poor and destitute, and many still suffer from racism.
True. And this is still quite a problem. Very sad, too.
Now, Paola, what can you say about the Latinos? I believe that they represent quite a large proportion of the population.
You're absolutely right. Puerto Ricans, Cubans, Colombians, and other Latin Americans now form about one-fifth the city's population.
Where do they live?
Most of the Puerto Ricans are in the Bronx, but you'll also find many in East Harlem.
You mean that area called El Barrio?
Yes, that's right. El Barrio. Poverty and unemployment is a problem there, too, unfortunately.
What about other ethnic groups?
Well, I think there are about 100 different nationalities in New York. Germans, Greeks, Armenians, Koreans, Indians, Vietnamese, Haitians, Arabs, Senegalese. I can't name them all. That's why New York is such a fantastic melting pot.